Whatever the impact of yesterday's World Cup match on relations between America and Iran, relations between Americans and Iranians got a boost. Two groups of soccer fans, one in New York, one in Tehran, met on a large TV screen by way of a satellite connection and exchanged views about their favorite sport and their societies. Joshua Brockman prepared our report.
Go U.S.! Woohoo!
No, Iran! Iran's gonna win.
They call it video diplomacy. Eight Americans and seven Iranians meeting via digital satellite in a virtual living room to watch a soccer game and talk. It's all part of the call for cultural dialogue, initiated by Iranian President Mohammad Khatami. Steve Lawrence helped to organize the link-up.
I think that these kids on both sides are beginning to realize that they are the generation that can make a change.
Today, the mission is simple, explaining sports. The two sides exchange videos. The Americans show men and women playing soccer together, dressed in shorts and t-shirts. The Iranian tape shows women with their heads and bodies covered, exercising alone. Dana Bivaka, a junior at New York University, asks if the Iranians find it strange to see men and women playing sports together. Sure, they tell her. Then Bivaka tells them what struck her about the footage from Iran.
I was really surprised about how active the women are in sports. I mean, even though they can't play with, you know, with guys, they still have a huge part of their lives that played with sports.
What the video didn't show was the movement afoot by women to gain more access as spectators to official sports. Suri Kabiri, the foreign editor of an Iranian soccer magazine, chimed in that women have been asking the government for greater access to sporting events.
And they say if there's an official place for women, and if the men try to be more polite, it would be possible in near future, I think.
The Iranian videos depict soccer as a national pastime. Fans watch a game at home while munching on pistachios, and children monopolize the streets with soccer games. Participant Cal Ramsey, who works for the New York Knicks basketball team and coaches at New York University, is struck by the depth of feeling in the video and the discussion.
The Iranians are very passionate about the game. It's the biggest sport in their country, and that was reflected in the kids' conversation, the way they feel about the game.
Americans may not feel as strongly about soccer, but Ramsey says the satellite link-up did present a chance to really talk.
We began to share that dialogue with them and them with us to learn more about us, and we learned more about them. And that's the beginning of an understanding to make things happen positively for both sides.
Oh my God.
America's defeat was almost a side issue during this virtual get-together. The participants tried to stay true to the event as a bridge between cultures. Although official speeches out of Iran were less than diplomatic after the game, using phrases like, the strong and arrogant opponents. In the end, fans on both sides of Sunday's link-ups were mostly concerned about keeping in touch.
We both can find a way through. We can start as individuals and it can just expand as it is.
Do you guys?
And I'm sure it will catch on pretty fast.
Do you guys have email over there so that maybe we could contact you?
For the world, this is Joshua Brockman in New York City.
What do you think about the game? What did you think
no,
about
it? No, it was a good game. We missed a lot of good opportunities. We got unlucky. You played well, though.